World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, if it seems like we're running a little bit late, it is because we're running a little bit late. And I wish I could have a good answer to you, although I told everybody out there that the real reason we are having technical problems this morning is the federal government, the cabal, the whoever they all are, they're going to do everything they can to keep Coach Dave and Elon Musk off of the internet. That has to be it. If you tried to watch the Trump thing last night, you know what a, dare I use the word, what an abortion that thing was. Some type of an attack on Elon not being able to get out. I saw he said that that they had done several pretests. These guys aren't flunkies, right? They're not flunkies. That they had done a pretest for a feed that would handle 8 million viewers. 8 million. They had done a pretest and their system passed. That they could do 8 million. People keep texting me all the time. Hey, Coach, we can't get in. We can't get in. My wife said she can't get in. So we're trying, honey. We're trying. We got several of them in here. Anyway, what I'm saying. Folks, there's an element of the American society and the American culture, and it goes much, much deeper than what we understand, that we'll do anything from keeping the truth from being exposed. And I have a real burden sometimes. Some of you may be watching this on delay because we're having a hard time getting out. We're having server issues, whatever the heck that means. But it's just kind of a good minute for me. Mel says she can get it on her phone, but not on her laptop. So if you haven't, well, you can't hear me. So it doesn't, if you're not hearing me, you can't hear me, right? I just more and more in my life, I'm looking around and realize how much real manipulation of the truth really is going on. Really, really is. And how much they really do not, whoever they are, whatever that even means, they don't want the truth out there. They don't want the truth. Can I tell you part of the problem is the church doesn't want the truth. And I've been kind of burdened the last couple, 3 days. Burdened, I hate to use that word. I've heard that somewhere in church probably. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say something to me here. I just overwhelmed sometimes when I come into the show, getting preparing for the show. I do a lot of research. If my phone's going off here, just we're kind of discombobulated here this morning, as I told you. We know. My wife would tell you, says Roger Weaver says there's a cyber attack going on across the country. I don't know, Spencer, if you knew that. That's our producer. Maybe it is. It's happening. I get burdened sometimes when I come on here because I have so many issues that I want to throw on the table, and I want you and me to chew up and spit out. The scripture says, come, let us reason together. And it's been my experience. I've been doing this thing for, what show number is this today, Spence? It's a big number, 2,200 and something unbelievable. 2,217, 2,216. No, that's yesterday. Anyway, 2,217 shows. That's a bunch. Most of them fresh, although my wife would say, honey, you say the same thing over and over and over again. Well, I sort of do. So evidently the internet's starting to pop up because people are texting me and I can see people are joining us here. Hey, Spencer, somebody asked me, what's the phone number to call in? Is there a phone number they can call in and listen? So I'm hearing right, Spencer.
Anybody in the call or watching the stream on Facebook, the dial-in number is 904-450-5905. And then there's a PIN number associated with that. I'll try to get it on screen in a second.
Oh, boy,
173-441-009. I'll try and get that on the screen in a second.
Yeah, look. I'm not going to let it bother me. Right? If you didn't get a chance to see it live, we're running it again. Okay, so let me get back there, back where I was, where I was going. Religion. Spencer, do me a quick. Go to Webster real quickly. I got to get this off my chest, okay? Because it burdens me. Religion. Religion is in its most comprehensive sense. It includes a belief in the being and perfections of God, in the revelation of his will to man, in man's obligation to obey his commands, yada, yada. But number two, religion, as a distinct from a theology, is godliness or real piety in practice, consisting in the performance of all known duties of God and our fellow men. Okay, Spencer, let's go quickly then. Theology. Theology, wow. The science of God and divine things, or the science which teaches the existence, the character of God. Theology is, theo, teaches us the divine laws relating to our manners and actions. Webster's really good. Theo means God. Ology means study of. Theology is the study of God, in the most simple terms, okay? Sorry about my phone. People saying, hey, folks, stop texting me. I'm on the air, okay? Somebody's watching on Facebook. Thanks, Betty. Betty's watching on Facebook. Of course, if you can't hear me, doesn't do us any good anyway, right? It's okay on Facebook. Okay, good. Somebody else told me that. Can't get on today. Just down to me or whatever. So theology is the study of theo, meaning God. I'm texting a lot of people here. The study of God and religion is, I don't even know what that would be. But the battles that we have, the thing, I'm going to get going there, I promise you. The problems that we have in America are over theology. We call it religion, but it's not religion. Most of us watching here today are Christians. Now, we're different denominations of Christians, but we all believe that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords and Son of God. We all believe that. That's Christianity. But we are different religions, meaning we have different theological positions. That's where the division comes. And many of you, most of you, all of us, I was raised Catholic. I've said that a number of times. You were raised whatever you were raised. What's going on, Coach? I could say this. Go to Facebook. How about that? Would that work? I'm distracted. I'm sorry. Because I really got someplace I really want to go. Hear that? Facebook. I'll say Facebook. Oh my God. I'm not going to get anything done but this. I got to quit doing it. Okay. So put my silence button on. It's distracting me. Our issues are over theology. Okay. I was raised Catholic. Nothing against Catholicism. Relax. Look, if I talk about Judaism, nothing against Judaism. If I speak against Baptists, nothing against Baptists. If I speak against Methodism, nothing against Methodists. If I speak against Church of God, nothing against Church of Godders. Okay? Relax. But we can't. We can't. So I was raised in the Catholic Church. And can I tell you the truth? For me, I don't know what it's like where you are. It was all, as the older I've gotten, the more study I've done, much of what they taught me in Catholicism was nothing more than theological bunk. Can I say that? It was all about control. You had to go to the priest. You had to go to Mary. You always had to go to somebody. to never go directly to the Lord. Now I got to go through the Pope, and then I have people tell me, well, the Pope's not Catholic. Okay, well, whatever. So when I grew up and I had this theology that I had learned, and it was in the box about, It was in a box about this big. That's about how big the box of theology I had. And I didn't know anything outside that box. Huh? The idea of being born again? What? I never. What does that mean? Be born again? What does that mean? Does that mean be confirmed? Confirmed in the Catholic Church? Huh? To have some pope come down and put that incense and swing that. Anybody know what I'm talking about out there? Swing that incense in front of me and make a sign of the cross over me. Now I was officially in. And then I was officially in the church at 13 or whenever I was old enough to be confirmed in the church. And then they never taught me anything about a personal relationship with God, how to access the power of God, the truth. They taught me Catholic theology. That's okay. That's their job. That's all they knew. And then when I was 38, how old was I? I'm in 1978, 36 years old, I walked into a, dare I say it, charismatic church. What? I walked into a church where they didn't swing any incense and they didn't use any candles and there weren't any statues hanging up on the wall. And somebody, you don't have to say amen. I walk in there, and what the heck's going on? They had an orchestra. They had singers. What? Big audience. What? And all of a sudden, I got introduced to a whole new kind of Christianity. I didn't know what it was. They talked about miracles, laying hands on people, and praying God's word. And my head's just spinning. And dare I say it, being born again. Oh, dare I say it, then being baptized. What? Yeah, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What? Yeah. And through all that stuff. And as I sit here today at 71, and as a young kid would say, going on 72, now that I can think, now I have underneath me a broad base of things that I've studied and read and experienced. Now that I can really, really stand on a firm foundation, I look around and I say this. Some of you all are missing it. Your religion, your denomination is missing it. Well, your denomination thinks these guys are wrong. And these guys think those guys are wrong. And those guys think those guys are wrong. And you ask somebody, what religion are you? They don't say Christian. They say Baptist, Lutheran, Episcopal, Catholic. Because what is religion? Religion is basically just a set of rules and regulation that some organization tells you you have to follow. And isn't it amazing that the 10 things they tell us to follow, we don't even follow those. I'm frustrated because I come across, I see, you heard the old saying, you want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but I have some things that I believe to be true that are important for us to talk about. But if I bring it up, some of you are going to disappear. Betty, I'm just telling the truth. If I bring up something that you have a different theological belief on, you will probably not hang around very long. Do you want me to run down through some of the names that have disappeared? Because we've crossed their theology here. And I don't even cross their theology. I simply point out, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And the next thing you know, I'm a racist. I'm a homophobe. I'm a bigot. I'm whatever. And then people say, well, I can't listen to him because I've been a Baptist for 38 years, and this is what they taught me. I can't listen to him. Because why? There's a conflict that goes on inside of you, folks. There's nothing more liberating and nothing more disheartening. at the same time than having your eyes open to something that you didn't believe before. It shakes everything. Because then you begin to say, golly, if that's not true, what about this? What about this? Golly, if that's not true, what about this? And as a result, we end up following theology, religions. And I come in here every day, and especially today. I'm not going to do it today because I want to make sure everybody's in here when I do it. I got some stuff today that I wonder how many people will be gone. They'll be gone. Because why? Doesn't stack up to their theology, what they believed their whole life. What if you've been wrong your whole life? I'm going to say this so you can all get mad at me. I don't believe the moon landing story. I don't believe it. I believe somebody had an agenda to convince us we went to the moon. And whoever that was, now maybe we went to the moon. I'm not saying that. That whole story they told us when we went back a number of times. I'm sorry. I don't believe that. Can I tell you why I don't believe it? Because it wasn't told to me, first of all, by Christian men. Openly unapologetic Christian men. They said, well, Coach, Neil Armstrong was a Lutheran. Well, God bless Neil Armstrong. Does that mean he can't lie? Does that mean they can't get him to say things that weren't true? And it's happened to us everywhere we look, friends. You know, I never saw Matrix. So if somebody, Betty, send me a text and say, watch The Matrix. I've never watched it. Never watched it. But I believe more and more we're in a matrix. And the ones who are controlling what's going on are the ones who are the controllers of the information. That doubles me back again last night. Somebody explained to me, why is it that the media doesn't want Donald Trump's interviews to get out? It was clearly some type of cyber attack last night that happened. Big one, massive one. Something happened. Somebody didn't want Elon Musk to interview Donald Trump.
The truth being told.
Pardon me?
The truth being told.
The truth being told. So I was thinking about this. Because Elon Musk is probably a pretty good businessman. And so he was going to have, they thought maybe 5 million people would turn in last night, maybe 5 million. And here they find out it was like overwhelmingly more people tuned in last night because they're so hungry for the truth. Now, Elon Musk wanted to interview Trump because it was good for X. What did X used to be? Didn't X used to be Twitter? Wasn't X Twitter? Spencer, you're smarter than me. Wasn't X Twitter? So Twitter's now X. Elon bought X, and he's reshaping it, whatever that means. And so he gets Donald Trump to come on Twitter, X Twitter, and so everybody can tune in and not hear somebody from CNN asking questions, not hear somebody from MSNBC asking questions, not some government plant asking him questions, but just to have a dialogue. So people thought, man, that'll be really cool. I'm going to tune in, and I'm going to listen. And then they couldn't get in because of some type of cyber attack. Spencer, 1 billion total views last night? 1 billion. Okay, folks, are you sitting down? Can I ask you a very simple question? Why won't Fox News do that? Screen isn't frozen. I'm letting you think. Elon Musk got a billion views? A billion views? Would Fox News, could they use a billion views? Why doesn't Fox News, pick whoever you want to, pick whatever government wonk you want to, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, oh no, how about Joy Reid? Let Joy Reid come on Fox News and do an interview with Donald Trump. Do you think they'd get a billion views? They might get more than a billion views. Let me ask you something. Why won't they do that? Come on now. Isn't Fox News on our team?
Controlled Mockingbird Media.
Isn't Fox News on our team? Well, evidently not. Evidently they aren't on our team, are they? Now, I don't know. I trust Elon Musk about as far as I can throw him, that's for sure. But he is becoming kind of the anti, what's the word I'm looking for? Controlled speech guru. He's all sort of like the, but we know there's a yin and a yang. He could all be in on all of it. Look, we have to have our antenna up and understand that, right? But time out a minute. Uh-oh. Okay, here you go. Here's where we start losing people. Is your religion a controlled entity as well? Your religion? Have you guys in the Baptist church, I'm just throwing this out as a possibility, I don't know. Have you all in a Baptist church allowed a tongue-talking charismatic to come in and talk in your Baptist church? You haven't? Why not? Are tongue-talking charismatic pastors, are they on the other team? Are they on the devil's team? Well, what is this controlled message within the church, within the denominations? You're allowed to talk about this, and you're allowed to talk about this, but you're not allowed to talk about that, and you're not allowed to talk about that. But otherwise than that, the Spirit of the Lord is liberty. Baloney. Baloney. And so I've been digging. I asked my wife. She's always saying, will you get off the computer? God bless the computer, because I don't have to go to the library. Go on the computer, and I look for truth. And I'm going to tell you something. We have been so lied to about so many things, including religion. I was thinking about this last night. How long ago was the Bible written? Does anybody really know when was the Bible written? We don't even really know, right? Wait, whoa. We know what we've been told. We know what we've been told about the Bible. But when was it really written? Was there really an Adam and an Eve at some point? Was there really a great flood? Were those all just, did the Egyptians really get drowned in the, did it really? That really happened? Didn't Moses really go up? Was it Moses? Go up on the hill and get the Ten Commandments, come down Ten Commandments. Did he really do that? And how many people saw it? And who are the eyewitnesses? Look. First of all, stop a minute. Stop what you're thinking. I'm totally 100% confident that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that I believe the Bible, I believe it, but I believe that the Bible, the truth of God's word, has been tampered with. Is it okay to say that? I think it's been tampered with. Why? Because it happened 6,000 years ago and passed through many different editors. It was the King. I'm trying to get off track. Because the point I try to make often when I come in here is you know where I focus my gaze. By the way, we are going to read the mountains media here. I got to clear this off my chest. You guys are all prisoners to the man in the pulpit. You are prisoners to his belief. Can I tell you what I think? That ain't healthy. That ain't healthy. Hopefully when you tune in here to Coach Dave Live, yeah, I'm the man. Yeah, it is Coach Dave Live. But I don't think I've ever said to Jeff Nell, you can't say that. Jeff, that's wrong. You can't say that. You can't believe that. Betty, you can't believe that. I don't think I have ever, ever. People call us a cult. I don't think I've ever done that. So you got to believe this. In fact, I make people mad because I say to them, I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure. Are you sure about that? So if you think that people want to tell you that you're coming here and being programmed, I think this is the anti-programming show, to be honest with you. Throw it on the table. Let's chew it up. And let's find out what's going on. I can name some of you now. Well, I don't do it. I want you to know this, like a good football coach. I notice when you leave. And if I were to call you, say, why'd you leave? I don't even want to have the discussion because I know. We wandered into some area that they disagreed with and said, I can't listen anymore. All those other good things. I've been listening to Coach Dave live, and I've been in the huddle for 2 years, and they have all kinds of good stuff going on there. But boy, when he went here, I just can't listen to him. He's anti-Semitic. I can't. So would somebody say amen? So I know that everybody out there knows what I'm talking about.
Amen.
As soon as I step on your theology, you don't listen anymore. And so listen, you want to believe stuff that's not true? Go for it. Go for it. I'm here to tell you a lot of stuff ain't true. And I'm not talking about the Bible not being true. I'm talking about the theology but belching out of the pulpit that you attend. It's controlled. We'll talk about this, but we ain't talking about this. And we'll talk about this, but we ain't going here. Somebody say amen. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
And I know why.
Amen.
I know why. Because nobody wants to lose followers. I'm going to say the truth. I'm going to be saying the truth. If I'm the last guy, if it's just me and Betty watching, I'm going to be telling you the truth. I'm going to be questioning everything. I'm going to question everything. Because I can tell you this, because of this show, boy, are my eyes open to things I'd never, ever thought about. Today is the 5th of Av or something like that. What is it, Craig? Is Craig even in there today? The 5th of Av or the 12th of Av? What the hell does that mean? Craig's always talking about the 5th of Av and the 12th of Av. Huh?
It's the 9th. It's the 9th.
9th of Av. And so, you know what I did? Because Craig's asked me about said something yesterday about the 9th of Av. You know what I did? Why? I did a little research on it. And you know what I found out? Wow! Wow, really? The 9th of Av? You ever heard of that in your Presbyterian church? No, because the Bible says that we're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It's so much broader than what we even understand. And can I tell you this? Sometimes it's situational. So what do you mean, Coach? Well, it'd be like this. My wife wants me to, we get that mold that grows on the house. Guys all get that, right? And my wife wants me to brush it off. She wants to get that stuff off. Yang and yang, me and her. So I'm thinking, how am I going to do this easiest? How am I going to do this? So I go get a mop, and I'm rubbing that kind of stuff. And lo and behold, somebody pulls in my driveway and says, Coach Dave, you get your hose out and spray it. Now, that wasn't a new, I mean, it wasn't a new revelation. It was new to me. He said, in fact, put some of that simple green in the bucket and squirt that up on there and then spray it. What? Simple green? Anybody out there ever heard of simple green? Well, my knowledge base got expanded to something I'd never thought about. Simple green. I think that's true theology. I think the Lord will take you and me. We can only go as far as our revelation has taken us. And when you get a deeper, different revelation, you'll go a different direction. Like, what are you saying, Coach? I'm saying that's what we try to do here. challenge you to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And that's the burden I carry. Because like right now, I could put up four things on there that would cause an explosion in here. Just questions that I wonder. But I'm not going to do it today because I want more people in here. When you leave, I want you to leave in bunches. Spencer, real quickly, pull up heretic. Heretical heretic. Heretic. A person under any religion, but particularly the Christian, who holds and teaches opinions repugnant to the established faith. Huh. So there's people in the Church of God who would say speaking in tongues is not of God, and they would tell you that's established. Right? And so then they would say, well, Betty, you mean to tell me, Betty, that you're laying hands on people and they're getting healed? Well, that's heretical, Betty. We can't do that. Those gifts all cease. I'm making an example here, right? You know why they ceased? You don't believe in it. Jesus said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. That's what it says. But a heretic is someone who teaches opinions repugnant to the established faith. Well, who established it? Who established the rules and regulations? Or that which is made the standard of orthodoxy? In strictness among Christians, a person who holds and avows religious opinions contrary to the doctrines of Scripture, the only rule of faith and practice. However, some of my opposition isn't to orthodoxy, but to opinion of some denomination. Time out, Spencer. What's orthodoxy? Soundness of faith. A belief, genuine doctrines taught in the Scriptures. So time out a minute. My charismatic brothers and sisters absolutely 100% believe in the speaking in tongues. The second baptism. They absolutely believe it. My Baptist friends don't. Who's right? Anybody help me out? Who's right? I have a lot of people. Well, I could go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. I know people. I know soundness of faith and belief in genuine talk in Scripture. I believe. The Bible teaches that to get divorced and remarried is adultery. Is that genuine doctrine taught in Scripture? Then why doesn't everybody believe it? Huh? Why doesn't everybody believe it? If that's established, huh? Is that what it says? Isn't that what it says? Genuine doctrines taught in Scripture? Orthodoxy, consonance to genuine spiritual doctrines as the orthodoxy. Okay, hang on, Spencer. Hang on, because we got some slow learners in here today. What is consonance? Consonance. Consonance. Well, look down at the bottom. Look, scroll down. So clear on down. Consonants, consonance. You see it there? consonants. Just highlight it and look for it. C-O-N-S-O-N-A-N-C-E. I'm trying to do this because I don't want you to think I'm lying. C-O-N. Con. C-O. Hey! Consonants. Agreement. Accord. Congruity. Consistency. Agreeableness. Suitableness. As the consonants of opinions among judges. There ain't no consonants in the opinion among judges. What are you talking about? The consonants, the agreement of ritual to the scriptures. So go back to that scripture, Spencer. Consonants, consonants. Yeah, scroll down. Was it orthodoxy? Was it talked about consonants? Agreement to genuine scriptural doctrines. Agreement. So what would be non-orthodox? What belief would be non-orthodox? Well, I can tell you this. According to the Baptists, speaking in tongues would be non-orthodox. Yeah. According to the Catholics, not praying to Mary wouldn't be constant. Yeah, are you with me? I know, Coach. I'm beating this dead horse. I'm beating the dead horse. That's what we're about here. I am on a relentless pursuit of the truth. I'm working out my own salvation with fear and trembling. And I'm not going to believe it just because some man told me to. I'm not going to do it anymore. I've been down that road. I'm not going to go there. And you could get R.C. Sproul. And you could get Joel Osteen, you could get all these big name pastors in a room and bring up a subject, and they would not all agree with it. Anybody think I'm lying? So that's what we're about here. And tomorrow, when we're not under cyber attack, we're up to 57 people here now. Tomorrow, when we're not under cyber attack, I'm gonna crack some eggs. Oh, you're not gonna like it. Get all your anti-Semite, racist, big. Get all those ready for me. Get them all, because Bible says it, you believe it, and that settles it. Except Bible also says this. Okay, we're all friends, right? We're all friends. Okay, let's do this. Two things that are going on. Paul Gosselin has a hearing today. No, when, Betty?
I called and they said Wednesday at 5.
What is today?
Tuesday.
Oh, tomorrow at 5.
It better be Tuesday, sorry.
No, that's my fault. Again, please continue to send Paul cards. Just do that. It's not hard. Just go to the store and get four of them and send one every other day. He ain't heavy. He's our brother. And let's all be praying. Lord, we just pray that justice would roll down like a mighty river. And Lord, that you would provide all of Paul's needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Be with him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And, well, I want to get to Mel. I was trying to, my computer was down all day. I know Mel's in here. She's commented a couple of times. Mel, do you have Randy's, those declarations we had yesterday? Do you have those up on the Liberty Action Network? I couldn't get on Liberty Action Network today to see. And I don't think they are. We'll get them up there, okay? But until then, we're going to read these again. We are entering a, I'll get it to you, Mel, a most crucial time, folks, that there's something really, really, really big going on spiritually. And I think darkness has really, really overplayed its hands. Boy, I know what I want to talk about today, but I'm not going to do it till tomorrow because I gave my word on it. Can I give you just a hint? Just a hint for why you need to tune in tomorrow. what would be happening in America today if every Christian we knew was praying for revival? Every Christian, every pastor, every church on our faces calling out for a move of God in America. Do you think that's going on? People think that's going on? Is there a concerted appeal to heaven for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Because the Bible tells us in the last days, he's going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Here's my point. Are we believing for revival or the end of times? In the average American church, are they believing for revival or for the end of times? And the Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Are we praying for revival? Are we working for revival? Are we expecting revival? Is the church doing everything it can do to breathe life back into the culture? Or is the church withdrawing from culture? And then saying, because we've withdrawn from culture, why, it's got to be the end of times. Look how bad everything is. Well, what if we were to breathe life into it? What if we were to breathe life and stand up for truth and battle for what? What if there was, dare I say it, a different kind of crusades again? But we don't believe it, do we? We believe the end. People get mad at me because I believe revival. What? Yeah. Yeah, I believe revival. Let me just give you a little taste of this and then bring up Acts. Now, is that what I wanted? No, stop it. I'm going to save all that tomorrow. I'm going to save it all. Okay, I'd like you all to join me. Now, I got to show this. Pardon me. I got to show this. Crazy, folks, I'm sorry. I got a million things here. I want to make sure I show you the right thing. Is this the right thing? Yes. Yes. All right. Pull up for me, Spencer, number 2. Folks, I want you to see what we're up against, okay? I want you to see what we're up against. Now, hang on. Ask yourself, the media, because we're going to pray against the media here, whoever the media would be. I'm going to ask a question. Can somebody tell me who is the Christian media? That's a question. Can somebody tell me? Where would be the media that Christians would go to get the truth? Where would it be?
Here.
Thanks. That's a good answer. Would it be Fox? Is Fox the Christian media?
No. CBN.
Yeah, but would you say it's CBN, which is the Christian Broadcasting Network? I got to say it. What's their theology on the end time? So the information, Rick Wiles, I mean, these are little guy. Rick Wiles, good guy, right? But Rick Wiles and CBN, I'm going to tell you something. Their theology is not the same.
Zionists.
So hang on here a second, see. So the average person, cultural Christian, where would they go to hear truth? Fox? Would you all agree with me that the closest they would get to Christian media would be Fox?
Yes.
And they are so far gone. You with me? So here's what we're dealing with. Excuse me. This is a 2-minute and 47-second compilation, that means compiled, of the mainstream media. Have the mainstream media trying to control what you think. Are you ready? You think this happens by accident? You think No, hang on, because people are texting like Bards FM. Yeah, they're good. Those are podcasts. I'm talking somebody sitting in their home. They go to work all day. They come home. They turn on the news, and they're going to get CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox News, MSNBC. What else? What else are they going to get? Those are the mainstream medias. Those are what they're going to get. I'm not talking about alternative media, because we're living in what they would call alternative media. But by the way, what does that even mean? So does alternative media give you alternative news? Is that what they're saying? I think so. Kevin, I see your hand. I got to wait a second. So watch this 2 minute 47 seconds and ask yourself whether or not Christianity is under assault. This is me. How could anyone ever, anywhere, ever vote for Kamala Harris? I mean, I'm just telling you. I'd vote for my dog. I'd vote for my dog. So when it gets down to the lesser two evils, you say, why about Trump? Well, Trump's better than that thing. I wouldn't let her be principal. I wouldn't let her be my kid's school teacher. I'd let Trump be my football coach, because he would make kids tough. Trump would be a good football coach. Instead, they're giving us this guy here that tells us football. Did you know this? Did you know that they call him coach? He was a coach. Do you know he coached junior high football? 7th and 8th grade. You want in the front. Nothing against 7th and 8th grade football coaches. We need them. They're good people. But to say he was a coach? Dude, come on. Okay, so here is the media, because again, we don't have any real media to counter this. That's why Elon Musk had 8 million people try to get in last night. They wanted to hear the truth. They want to hear the truth. Yeah. So here's what we're up against. Go ahead.
Dad, like super clean cut vibe.
Everybody likes
right?
So plain spoken and relatable.
As moderate and independent as it comes.
Pretty moderate Democrat.
I always knew him as a moderate. One of the most moderate.
Very moderate record.
A new moderate.
I think this is the new moderate.
Far from progressive.
He's right down the middle.
He's not just an old white man.
Tim Walz beats America. You know,
talks like a regular person.
Tim Walz is the opposite of weird.
Tim Walz is basically younger Joe Biden.
Regular old Joe out there.
Populist approach to fear on the Republican side, and the happy populism. And the happy populism that Tim Walz is on the ticket on the Democratic side.
Walz is a kind of happy warrior.
Happy warriors.
Happy warriors.
He was certainly the happy warrior last night and seemed to be the happy warrior last night.
A happy warrior. Folksy backstory.
Are going to be very happy warriors.
There is a new happy warrior.
Following the kind of happy warrior mold.
Happy warrior.
Happy warrior mentality.
Wicked sense of humor. Look how happy the pig looks. It's good.
And J.D. Vance is weird, extreme, and angry.
Utter humorlessness. The humorlessness and pompousness.
It's hard to believe that J.D. Vance could be any more extreme.
It's like a freak show of bros.
They have J.D. Vance. Dark and ugly beneath the dignity of most politicians.
J.V. Vance.
J.D. is at the far extreme.
The most extreme.
Being one of the most extreme.
We need to recognize the danger.
Angry and mean and dark.
Cat lady hating sidekick J.D. Vance. This guy is really weird, y'all.
Everybody in America knows a J.D. Vance, but we stay away from him because he's weird.
Anger. Chaos.
Hangdog. Ex-husband.
He was able to reach all the way down to a J.D. Vance.
Hope. Optimism, joy.
Salt of the earth, Midwestern uncle vibes, the quintessential Midwestern dad.
Tim Walz keeps winning hot dish contests, apparently. There's some folksy charm.
Tim Walz is so funny that if he's good at this, he will release a recipe for a hot dish.
All of his time on the ground, you know, fixing F-150s.
Upside of a Norman Rockwell painting, right? He's small town America incarnate.
Midwest, your uncle, your dad.
I have not been this happy in years. He's the guy who is always there to help you, whether it's changing your oil, whether it's fixing a lawnmower, or whether it's helping to fix our democracy. It feels so good to have hope.
And I'm going to call him the coach from now until election day.
Coach.
coach.
Tim Walz, the plain spoken fun uncle who will defend the people he loves.
Proud, the resilient, the hardworking, patriotic.
Ice fishes. He's a hunter. He does butter carving. You know, he is a rural person.
Hey, folks. If you can't understand the war, I don't know what to tell you. George Howard, come on in.
Mockingbird Media and Full Potential. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, just watching that 2-minute thing just drives me bonkers.
It's orchestrated, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
And George, what is our counter to that?
Unfortunately, nothing.
There's no counter.
No.
In fact, Fox News people aren't even coming out full-throated in support of Trump. Why?
Something I wish going I could on, answer it, but the only thing I can say is they're controlled just like everything else.
Something going like, on, right?
Yeah, and like you said, you know, the other day, you know, and you say just about every day. I mean, the churches are controlled too, and I think the revival is not from the church. I think it's coming individually.
Yeah, people are fed up. Yep.
They know that the churches aren't supporting them. They know the churches aren't doing what they're supposed to do. And the news and everything from the churches and everything, it's all doom and gloom. There's nothing positive. And people, I think, are getting fed up of the doom. And they're like, I've got to stand up and do this on my own. And I think it's coming from an individual basis and people, you know, searching for God on their own. And honestly, I think that's where I've gone, because I'm Catholic also, but I've just lost a lot of faith in churches in general, and I'm just going to him myself, and I pray every day.
Amen, baby.
Through the day, and it's about him. It's not about going to some four-walled structure and sitting in a building and, you know, praying and that kind of stuff, because like you were saying, and everybody's been saying it, they're all controlled. I mean, when you go to try and talk to a pastor, that they don't want to hear it. And it's sad. Absolutely sad.
Amen. 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 Welcome to the team, George.
Let's read
these declarations here. Throw them up on the screen the best you can, Spencer. I got them right in front of me. It's important we do that. Folks, we're going to do this every day. And I'm going to make a copy of these that maybe you can get other people to do it. Small groups. Maybe you can get on the phone with somebody. Prayer of agreement. Two of you read it and agree back and forth with it. So we're going to make this available. Hopefully we'll have this before you tomorrow. To the mountain of media. It's right on your screen. I'm looking down here rather than up there, okay? As King Jesus currently sits on his throne at the right hand of the Father, his body, which is the church of Christ on the earth, is placing all his enemies under his feet by displacing darkness with the gospel of the kingdom. Media, the means and tools of conveying information through news and entertainment. We just watched that, didn't we? So we declare over the United Center in Chicago, there's no unity outside of Jesus Christ, because we're living witnesses in due time of the kingdom of God on earth. And because we have been given his authority to be his ambassadors, we declare the following. We declare that the written and spoken word of God possesses all authority in heaven and on earth. You can say amen. You don't have to unmute to do it. We declare as sons and daughters of the Lord God to have access by the blood of Christ to the throne of grace and the authority that accomplishes it. Amen. We declare within the presence of the Holy Spirit these following decrees to every media entity, whether by publication, broadcast or internet, to kiss the son or to perish, according to Psalm 2:12. His grace goes to the repentant hearts, but his vengeance upon the rebellious. Amen. And we declare you in person, we declare to you in person, city of Chicago, state of Illinois, that you are now served these decrees. Number one, we decree that Jesus Christ is king over the United States of America, including all of the airwaves, frequencies, and media. Everybody said amen. We decree the righteous judgment of God be upon every media platform that is undermining the sovereignty of Jesus Christ and will of God for this nation, including but not limited to the mainstream media, news and cable news, newspapers, periodicals, television, entertainment channels, owners and stockholders, employees and associates, advertisers, agents, actors and handlers, etc., and all others who are knowingly and or ignorantly complicit with these evil agendas. Amen. We declare financial devastation and ruination completely, specifically to the big five mega corporations who own and control 90% of the media. Comcast, Disney, News Corp, Warner Brothers, AT&T, Paramount Global, also BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, who own nearly 20% of these five Luciferian businesses. All God's people. And all others who exchange the truth of God for a lie. This decree is prophetic to your end. Everybody said amen. And we declare that all Luciferian media outlets will be publicly uncovered, exposed and ordered by courts of justice to repay by compensation every single injustice upon humanity. Amen. We decree that every whistleblower that has the opportunity to be placed under the covering of Christ by personal repentance of become righteous in covenantal protection of Psalm 91. Amen. We decree to all false journalists, reporters, commentators, podcasters who are deliberate or complicit with propaganda, lies, half-truths, slander, deception, fear-mongering, immoral activities, and all other acts of malice are guilty of felonies and shall be prosecuted to the full extent under the Constitution. We also deliver such ones over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh that their spirits may be saved. Amen. We decree from the Holy Spirit a cease and desist order to all persons and groups who are participating with or covering up a false Zionist mafia's influence and control of news and entertainment mediums. Because God is no respecter of persons or ethnicities, you must fall upon the stone or the stone will grind you to powder. But God will restore this holy land, Zion and Jerusalem, that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the real one. It will be under the control authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. We decree to all government agencies who deceived and lied to we the people that you will eat the fruit of your own evil, Galatians 6. Amen. Your devastation and destruction are imminent. And we decree that all the hijacked airways, frequencies, and media being loosed to the glorious liberty of the sons of God, they belong to Christ and his kingdom. Amen. According to Ephesians 6:20 and 2 Corinthians, we therefore speak these to the demonic hierarchy who sit in tyrannical rule in the second heaven. Your strongholds are now removed. Amen. Your financial power and sources are drained, wealth being transferred to the righteous. Amen. Your false prophets or propaganda, lies, and deception are slain by the prophetic word of God. Amen. Your blood-filled false altars are being cleansed of all unrighteousness. Amen. Your coverings to hide and rule from the shadows are being erased. Amen. Righteousness and justice are replacing the empty void even as we speak. Amen. May the Holy Spirit be judge and jury as he wills in real time in this place. Amen. And on this day of the Lord, today is the 13th day of the August 2025, the 9th of Av, these actions are set in motion and undeterred in the name of our Lord, our King, Prophet, and High Priest, Jesus Christ. Amen. See you tomorrow.